So I'm here with my friend Jenna, and we're talking about pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is pleasure? Pleasure is the universe caressing us. Pleasure is the feeling that the personal face of essence intends me to be held and loved and pleasured. Pleasure reminds me that the world's sane, that the core of the world is sane, that the world intends and holds my pleasure. And in fact, there's this gorgeous ancient text, 3rd century Aramaic text, that talks about the moment of transition, the moment when we move from this life to the next life, and we have to then evaluate what happened in this life. And we know now, Ian Stevens, University of Virginia, an enormous amount of research, of this moment of transition where we've actually documented, where there's the tunnel and there's the light. And in all of the kind of cross-cultural appearances of this story, there's judgment. There's this kind of life review that happens. So what's the life review? What are the questions we're asked in the life review? And every great tradition plays with that, right? Everyone, great tradition, gives a different list of questions. And of course, that list of questions tells you what you believe about life. So in this particular Hebrew mystical text, right, the story is told that the divine voice says, Neheneta me'olami, did you derive pleasure from my world? And as it were, every dimension of pleasure is passed before the person, and they're actually held accountable for whether they participated in that pleasure or whether they had right relationship to that pleasure. Did they develop the capacity and the skill to engage that pleasure, right, in a deep and a profound and a real way? And that's accountability. I'm accountable for that. And to kind of touch in, let's kind of play with it and touch it on in an almost deeper way, right? We're in love with each other. Like, wow. So I give you a gift. And then I realize you never opened it. But Jenna, like, we were there in the back row together. And I gave you this gift and you didn't open it. And so I feel so hurt. Right? Because I gave you this pleasure. And you didn't want my gift. You didn't want to derive my pleasure, which means you weren't opening yourself to me. And so I'm devastated by it. And so the divine voice, all that is, the personal face of essence, right, says, wow, I've given you this gift. I love you so much. I gave you Jen and I gave you Mark these very particular pleasure gifts, and you didn't receive them. And I'm devastated, right? And I'm crying, and you didn't open yourself and develop the capacity to live that pleasure. Because we know that to live a pleasure is not easy. To actually develop the capacity to fully receive pleasure, right? To suspend and bracket the egoic control, and to open myself and to feel into and be kind of fucked open by the pleasure of whatever kind is a great evolved capacity. And we can actually even take it a step further, that when we talk about what it means to live in an evolutionary context, we begin to become aware of the impulses of evolution, what Aurobindo called the evolutionary imperative. And when we look at evolution, how does it happen? Well, it's complexity, right? Quarks become atoms, right? Become molecules, become cells, become multicellular organisms, right? Complexity always plays with consciousness. The higher complexity, the higher consciousness, which is this kind of great, like, wonderful, gorgeous insight that Deschardin played with in a number of places. But I would add to that that the evolution of complexity, which is mirrored by the evolution of consciousness, is actually incarnate in the evolution of pleasure. Then actually, one could understand through a particular gorgeous prism the entire trajectory of life's evolving as the evolution of pleasure. And the most highly evolved being is able to derive infinite pleasure just from a brush across my knee, just from a kind of, right, kiss on my shoulder, right, from the Japanese tea ceremony in which the enlightened master drinks the tea. Because what enlightenment means at its core, enlightenment is I'm open to and inside the eternity that resides in the moment. I'm living in an open moment-to-moment awareness so that the invitation, in Hebrew the word for time is zman, and zman means invitation. Time is an invitation. Right? Every unique moment of time, every unique self of time, if you will, is a unique invitation to its particular pleasure. And so to be awake and alive is to receive the pleasure in the moment, And addiction is precisely the opposite. Mm. Addiction means I'm closed to the moment. The moment's so painful to me, right? It triggers something so deep in me that I need to paper it over with a quick hit of some sort of not eros, but what I call pseudo-eros. And that pseudo-eros covers over the moment. So I'm completely closed. So addiction is the inability to receive pleasure from normal events and interactions in life, because the hedonic set point in my brain has been reset. It can only be aroused through massive hits of dopamine that violates something in my core sacred autobiography. And so that's the story of pleasure, which is not the story of decadence, right? Right? We take pleasure as being kind of a decadent story. It's a deeper, holier story, and so it is. Amen.